Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 383 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me, as always, is...
Your King of Paintball, baby.
Absolutely.
And we've got a special show, 25 gifts for 25 and under.
Yeah, with the Secret Santa stuff and the Yankee swaps and holiday parties and stuff. Maybe you've got a paintballer buddy and you're just like, what do I get him? What do I get a paintballer for Christmas? And you don't want to spend a lot of money. So we went and looked up some pretty great stuff for under $25. And most of the stuff on this list I own or have owned. So I can actually talk to their usefulness and quality.
On that coughing bombshell, too, I can tell you about some of the things I found. Because like that shitty partner that everybody had in high school, one of us did our homework and one of us didn't and pulled it together at the last 10 seconds.
Yep.
So,
which one of
that
us was
being
it?
Said, it was definitely me. First of all, as everybody here watching knows, this podcast is brought to you by DefconPaintballProducts.com and that promo code Big Daddy G. But I've decided to add a little spice to it. I want to add spice. You said you had a pair of primal pants.
I do.
I got to find something. Pants. I want to put a bounty on Big Daddy G. I want someone to go find Big Daddy G, get a picture of him holding our sign with the promo code, and we'll send you something. Ooh. I don't know what, but if you're in Canada, I can send you some good shit. From our friend the Rip King, who by the way has given us a promo code. We now have a promo code from the Rip King for 10% off anything that the promo code Big Black Sam.
Oh god,
that's right, that's the promo code Big Black Sam. If you use that promo code, you can get 10% off whatever the fuck Big Black Sam decides you're going to take 10% off of.
Word
is, you don't even have to go into the store. All you need to do is find Big Black Sam and tell him the King of Paintball sent you. Next time you go into the store, you will get 10% off any purchase. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as Big Black Sam says you can get 10% off of it. And their deals are fucking crazy right now with their Cheech vaporizer, $150. Just like the Puffco, half the price, and gets a veteran pothead fucking nuked. Today, also, for our other sponsor, Moncton Paintball, it's Josh's birthday today.
Is it now?
So happy birthday to the gas man, you old fuck.
You old
still
hippie.
Love you. You old, oh my God, he is an old hippie. Not much older than I am, but still makes him an old hippie.
Right, but he is the quintessential elder hippie.
This podcast is also brought to you by coffee. Too much of it at this time of night, made by my French press. I'm fucking telling you, boys, I'm wired for fucking town.
I'm getting a French press tomorrow. Mine broke.
You are. Oh, that's a shame. That is awful. No, but that's a full-on soldier. Our next, we can also go into some of the news. I have recently learned that Tango has a heart.
That came in question? I mean, it's never really crossed my mind before.
I kind of wondered sometimes if Tango had a heart, and he does. It's okay and working very well, though, according to medical professionals that I have spoken to. He is a happy camper, and that is leading to the good news that Brad and I talked about the other day. There is rumor of an NFT party that's going to be happening. And if that party is indeed happening, there is going to be a royal visit to Sergeant Ooh. Splatter's.
Ooh.
We will be making a trip to Splattertown to go see those fine boys. And I'm hoping that Tim's going to be there, because if those guys all show up, you know it's going to be a hell of a party.
It could be a party.
Oh, it's going to be a wicked, wicked, wicked party. I'm going through my notes because if this way I don't get high and forget. Also, our unofficial sponsors, because we have unofficial sponsors now because they don't want to pay me, or I haven't convinced them to pay me yet, but I'm still going to promote their shit because they're awesome. High Rollers Cannabis in LC Pogtog, little northern spot y'all want to check out. They've got the best selection of cannabis in the province, and it is fucking amazing. You will see God, I promise you, or you'll receive some kind of wisdom.
Ooh, that kind of stuff. You'll see the robot pixies and meet the golden wall.
Correct. Exactly. Also in paintball news, rumors and innuendos that the legendary, the man, the myth, and the nightmare himself will be returning to North America soon. His tour is almost over, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what that means. More content from Nightmare PB. Don't forget to use that promo code for some cheap G Fuel. I don't know how much you get or what the fuck you get, but apparently if you use the promo code Nightmare PB,
I know what I get when I
it's
use G Fuel, but
I was going to say, if you use it in certain pornographic sites, I'm sure you will find that you get a promo code in some of them. I really want to see how many people try to put Nightmare in Pornhub tonight, if he's not already on there. So he's going to be back soon. Mr. Zach Machine is continuing to make cool shit. Whatever he's making, it's cool. And I can guarantee you don't have one. Because if you're
True.
calling Mr. Zach Machine, you need something custom. So you fucking get in touch with him. The Canadian cunt, we've already talked about Kat. I love her dearly. Her cunt is always on my head. It is incredibly sweaty and gross, but I still love it like it's my child. And finally, because I promised her I would do this, even though I'm yelling into the void to the few people that are listening, if you need your home sold, Miss Julia Jackson from Exit Realty got me my fucking money. The King's Palace sold in 5 days. It's stupid, but that is the nature of our real estate market. I'm a monster, but I made money and I no longer have to live. Well, it's not like I'm Henry VIII. We're not going to go Anne Boleyn here and start chopping off my exes. She produced a son. I can't bump her off. So, she did make a great joke, though. I was talking to her and I said, you left me for a woman. And she went, no, 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 no. I didn't leave you for a woman. I fucking left you for all women. I stood there for a second and I said, I should be mad about this. But I'm not. I'm like, fuck, that's pretty good. I'll give her that.
There,
She
right?
is a witty bitch. So, also, Brad, I love you.
Oh, yes, that's the thing that we're doing, isn't it?
Phrasing, yes. And telling our homies that we love them because men's mental health is important. And because we can't talk about paintball all year around, because frankly, fuck all happens in New Brunswick.
It's
It
true.
gets a little
It is
quiet.
true.
Brad's been hitting a bit of a brick wall in terms of content, and I said, fuck it. We talk about everything anyways.
It really is. And it's not just the content. I think it's a combination of new medication and a baby.
Oh, those little time sinks. Yeah, don't even get me started about that. And the baby.
The meds are mellowed out now, though. The meds are, they're like, I'm past the 3 week threshold.
Yeah, once you get past that hump, it's not so bad. You start to really like wanting to exercise and shit.
I discovered that I can't drink on them.
You
I have
discovered I can't drink on them.
I have I wicked, wicked nightmares and like vivid dreams.
That's
Scary
just the
shit.
meds, anyways.
It doesn't happen when I don't drink. If I go to bed
Nice.
sober, it's fine. But if I have drink,
Nice.
yeah, I wake up like I snapped awake when I sat up, like boom. I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, we're done with that. We're done with that.
Happy holiday, Heather.
Yes, happy holiday, Heather. Yeah, so my meds are mellowing out, which is really, really nice. And
Very,
we'll
very, very
see
nice.
what the next 2, 3 weeks will be. If there's going to be any side effect, we'll know in the next 2, 3 weeks. So.
Not being crazy is a side effect.
Yes.
Great side effect too, let me fucking tell you.
Yeah. My social battery is now almost double.
Oh,
And
good. Oh,
yeah. So
good.
it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how it's going to work out when I'm surrounded by a bunch of people. So yeah. So we'll excuse me. Let's dive into this. Let's dive into our top our picks for like. Products under 25 for the paintballer in your life, I guess, is kind of what they are. So, folks, I, you know, kind of just forgive us for the less than stellar look that this produces, but this is kind of just the way StreamYard works.
I always want a ball caddy. I don't know if I'd want one in plastic. I'd prefer one like 5'2 and blonde.
That'll tell you the right ball size and the right barrel that you need.
Yep. Not going to lie, though, one of the best gifts I received was my ball caddy.
They're fantastic, right? They're amazing. And this, so $22.99. That's what these come in at on DEF CON's website. It's $22.99. And they're not just great for like hauling around the paint and like filling pods, but you can dump your paint in and kind of swirl it a little bit in batches, and you can kind of find out like how dirty your paint is, and you can, it's better for the paint in general. So, you know, definitely pick one of those up if you can. And
if also you, a bomb margarita glass.
That would be a bomb margarita glass. Custom band from 86 Headgear would be a great gift. That it absolutely would be. All these headband companies kind of like just popping out of nowhere. I'm loving this. I love that they're coming out left, right, and center. I love this so much. Because this is part of what we were talking about last week, about like bring back the weird into paintball, bring back the customization, bring back the you know, all the individuality. So all these headgear companies popping out is great. I love it.
Oh, wow. They have some really nice stuff. There's some of them that look almost like suede, and I'm not gonna. There's one. Yeah, I found one. I'm fucking in. That is sexy. That's gold and black. It's got some nice patterns to it.
Oh, that's your colors, man. That's your colors. Oh. We'll definitely have to reach out to them. Maybe we'll get them on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Heather.
Definitely grab one. Put
that up on the screen.
Grab a ball hauler if you can. Absolutely.
You get damn ball haulers.
A ball size gauge, which there's two different kinds. There's this one, and there's the one that goes on a carabiner. These things are great. Size your paint, right? Get a rough idea, and then
a good little soccer. That's a good little. Right?
But it also does more than that too, because it's for some reason you can measure. I don't know why they included a ruler on it. I've never had to measure anything in paintball, but anyways, it's got a box cutter, like a tape cutter on the corner, so you can just like
sips tea. Never need to measure anything on the paintball field. Hmm?
No, I don't.
You do that.
I let
you
do that. Gun at the fucking do that tent. For me.
I did see that little edge that you can cut boxes open.
Cutting boxes, and it's got a bottle opener on it, of course, because it has to. For opening sodas.
For opening pop top sodas. Are not sponsored Jones Soda.
Oh, that'd be dope. Love their soda.
Yeah, I'm fat enough. I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm not doing a good job right now. And Jones Soda is delicious and full of cane sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already about to give my dentist a lot of money. I can't wait. I had to move my camera so that I could smile again. I'm like, hey, I don't look like fucking... I got them all on this side, so I don't look... Like...
Ah, well. You should see the other guy. The
I'm vain. Everybody knows I'm vain, baby. I'm vain. Mike Tyson? No?
Yeah.
Mike
Tyson's no, terrible. My mind immediately went to like, but is that song written like about you?
Oof.
No. These things come in at about $16.99, so they're a great gift. And they're aluminum, so definitely going to last, right? Throw it in the gear bag and you're good to go. This is a fun little thing that most people, if you got one, you know. If you don't, you don't. Maybe you don't know, but it's a silicone gauge cover. So it goes over your glass. It goes over your gauge. And it protects the gauge on your tank from cracking.
I could probably use one of those.
Yeah, they come in a variety of colors. Idea. HK Army and Exalt both make them. I think they're buying from the same manufacturer, to be honest. But yeah, they're great. They're great little things, right? They're $16.95, which some people might be like, that's awful expensive. That seems, wait, is that the right price? I'll have to double check that
seems
one.
That seems a little expensive.
Seems high. But... Seems high.
Seems a high.
I'm going to check real quick because I feel like
we don't want to misrepresent some of the cool products that we're showing on our show tonight.
Yeah. Nope, they are $16.95.
Is that okay? $16.95
right on Def Con's website. So,
well, but I bet you you could use that promo code Big Daddy G and get 10% off that. Absolutely. I feel like that's probably a product that Big Daddy G would be like 10% off.
Absolutely. So it's a great little thing, little stocking stuffer, right? A lot of these are little stocking stuffers. Grease and or oil. I just grabbed the grease photo just because it was bright and colorful.
Grease me
always
up,
good.
Woman.
Always good. Just find out what that person needs, like what kind of a marker they have. Do they need oil? Do they need grease? Do they need both? They have one weird marker that uses grease and oil. I forget which one it is. And get them a little thing of grease. It's one of those things that, like, you need it, and then you realize you don't have any left, and you're like, oh shit, I have to go. I need grease. So
yeah, then you got to go pit begging for grease on tournament day.
$20, $19.95, worth it, 100%. Keeps the marker going. It's just one of those things that's always good to have. So now this one's kind of cool. It may not work for your hopper, but this is the Exalt Universal Speed Feed. So in theory, it should fit 90% of hoppers. Great thing to have.
It fits my rotor.
Oh, perfect.
I've got one of them. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. And the little, I'm pointing at the screen like an old man. But the little red inserts, you can change the color of your inserts.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we've all had a day at the field where it just, and it just blows off one of those, or if you have the plastic ones, it would just snap them. The rubbers seem to take a little more of a flabla, flabla, flabla. Oh, he's got a clear, there's the rhino. Come
like
to visit
clear
us.
Plastic one.
Yep. Yeah.
So they're,
thank
they're
you, Smoochie.
Again, being Exalt, all the colors you can imagine, right? So everything you need. I say absolutely worth it. $19.99. We're way under that $25 mark. We're talking, you know, just ups your game just a little bit. Just a little bit. So totally worth it. Totally worth it. The pot.
Wow.
Oh, shit. How'd that get in there?
We're talking about Bad Dragons earlier, our not sponsor.
I take their money. This is it's a pod. It's a pod. So
there we go. Pod's a pod.
Pod's a
pod. You know
what? It's a pod.
Everybody knows that the pod economy is a real thing. On the field, we all know it. We don't have to lie about it.
Everybody has stolen a pod. Everybody has lost a pod. The universe is
in balance. I feel that should be like part of like a requirement for like permanent members now. Like every year you need to go in and buy like half a dozen pods and just leave them at the field. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to do that, is buy like half a dozen pods just like that and just fucking leave them at Mag Hill. Leave them at Moncton Paintball.
There you go. So these ones are
I'll steal my own.
So these ones, there's the dye pods, there's the generic pods,
Can anybody out there in the universe tell me if there's a difference in pods? I've seen some atrociously shitty pods with like big gangly fucking knobbly ends and heads that get fetched
up. There's pods that are like, that have like dye makes them. I think dye makes them. It's got like a push button. You push the button, it pops the top, and like it's spring loaded, so the top like flings back.
I like it nice in theory, but I don't know how much I'd like that spring in the heat of the
They break. That's the problem. There was one company making pods for a little while that were really, really ribbed. There's no, they were like, they had bubbles on the sides, and that was to make, I think they're still around.
Make it easier to grip.
Easier to grip, and it was more likely to stay in your pod pack.
Okay.
So it made sense.
I accept your reasoning. You know, it seems
so as a paintballer, if somebody rolled up and was just like, if you know, I was doing a gift exchange and somebody came up and was just like, here's five pods, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I can always use pods. Right? Like that's something that there's never too many of.
The pod buddy that holds about 50 for the mag lads.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's great. I actually like, because I hot load right on the field sometimes. A 3D printed gun.
Oh, yeah, 3D printed gun stands. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're pretty Ooh. They're pretty legit. I have that. I have a folding one that my mask sits on. Keeps my mask up off the dirty tables.
I really think I need one of those because my mask took a fucking licking this year. Oh, it's a sad state of affair. Like I'm looking at something else. Maybe I'll try like a push or try something different. Josh has got a couple. But I don't think anything is going to cover my big ass melon. Like
the EVS.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to not have that echo in my ears.
The command would be a good one for you.
The CMD?
Yeah, the CMD.
Okay, the command. That's what I thought you meant, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it might be worth a shot.
Go look.
Yeah. Speaking of pods, Pod Cleaner or the Pod Swab. So.
Oh, shit. I don't have one of those, and I can tell you.
I did. It was in my gear bag. And very useful because if somebody hits you in the pod, there's a good chance that a ball will break in the pod and then you can save the paint, but then your pod's full of paint. It's just like, oh God. So this thing came in handy more than once and I loved it. It was awesome. Really well made by Exalt again, just did its job. $24.95 for one of these bad boys. And you just quickly clean out your pods. Just boop, boop, you're done. Like super easy. So
Rhino, thank you. And John, I saw that carbon mask. That looks pretty cool.
The carbon
mask is really cool, but we'll see. We're going to see something soon because it's that time of the year.
The quintessential, like if you don't know what to get somebody who's a paintballer, just get them a barrel made.
Oh,
there's nothing
slap
better,
swabs are my favorite,
right? There's nothing better than busting out a fresh barrel made before a tourney.
It's second only to running up before, after, or during a game with one that's just thoroughly coated in paint, just slapping them across the side of the head.
I mean, there's that too.
I am fucking 100% guilty of doing that to people. I think it's the funniest thing in the world to just take a fucking, like a good slobby swabby and just fucking right across the side of the head.
These things are tank dangles. Oh, that's right. Tank dangles. I forgot about those.
Like tank charms?
Yeah.
Things that just hang. Fuck, that's a cool idea.
Yeah,
that's
there's a some great really. Idea.
She hit up Mr. Zach Machine. I bet you he could 3D print you some dangles.
Probably.
Dongles.
Dongles. Tank dongles.
Tank nuts. for that extra bit of class on the paintball field, just get a pair of dangling nuts.
Definitely.
Of course they do. People from out west play paintball.
The barrel made kind of just speaks for itself. If you don't know what it is, get out from under your rock. Go check it out.
Stop using a sock on a stick, you fucking animals.
Greg's asking, what about a sling for your marker? A sling would
work. $20. You can get those pretty well. Any
absolutely.
You know, any fucking home fucking defense place.
Yep.
Cabela's.
Yep.
Pod. Tank condom.
Tank condom. Yep. So the tank cover. These things are great. I had one on my peanut tank. I loved it. It was awesome. I didn't realize how much I needed it until I had it, and then I lost it, and it is what it is.
Yeah, that.
So they're $22. They're fucking amazing. They're a bit of a bitch to get on, but once you get them on, they stay on. I was going to add the fill nipple cover, but I wasn't sure enough people would ever actually use one, but they're really cool. That's a good idea, AJ.
I've still got one on mine that I just use out of habit
there.
Just because it's there and I feel better that if I, you know, slip a condom on, it's just, you know, you feel better. You're a little more protected.
Tech mat.
That is a fucking great gift for anybody who is teching their shit.
Absolutely.
Which should be everybody.
Amazing. So there's this is just a picture from Exalt. I know HK has one. I don't know about the Exalt ones, but HKs have little magnets in theirs. So you can put the screws in and they stick to the magnet. They stick right to the mat, which is a fantastic idea. I love that idea. These are truly worth it. I have a massive First Strike one. It's bright orange and black. I don't know where the hell it is. I think it must be in the storage unit. Which is probably getting cleaned out this week.
I saw the Lux ones. Like Lux has a tech mat. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Again, nicer than the Ripper. Like that tech mat, it's not ribbed for my pleasure, but maybe I'm just jealous that I'm not ribbed. Jesus. It's got to be what it is.
Microfiber cloth. Easy go-to. Everybody should have one. Everyone should have a couple. These ones are 20. HK armies are like $20 because they got the fancy designs on them. You can also just go to like Princess Auto, buy a pack of like 10 for $20. So.
Oh, shit. Play a New Year's Day in the day and go to Kevin's house and party New Year's Eve. That could be a fucking. That could be fun.
That'd be intense. These Jesus little guys. These, I don't see enough of them used. I love mine, or I love the one I had. It was the Thread Saver. Just, it screws onto your tank, and it protects your tank's threads. It's so good. More people need to use them. Like, that's all it is.
Oh,
it
just, when your tank, it just from your tank's not on your marker.
That's it. It just threads onto your tank. Done. Super easy. $14. Way to go. You got one at PRZ. They had a bunch in a box. They were just giving them out.
Yeah, I really regret not sticking around for the PRZ yard sale.
I wasn't even seeing straight after the yard sale.
It was the boots that I think I laughed the hardest. Somebody lost. I think it was Gordon. Tom Gordon lost his boots, and they fucking found them and tried to sell them back to him.
Amazing.
I think it was Tom Gordon.
That's business 101.
Yeah, that's paintball business 101. You left it on the field, it's mine. He got his boots back, but I'm pretty sure he had to like refinance his house or something. Like it was a little silly.
That's hilarious. There's loads of options, right? To get either for somebody else or for yourself if you're looking for something just cheap for yourself for Christmas or for whatever holiday you're celebrating. There's loads of cool stuff. And make it interesting too, right? Like go get something cool. Get something you maybe don't need, but want. Treat yourself.
I've said it. I want the old school Crown Royal bag.
That is,
I'm trying to find one somewhere. I want a Crown Royal bag on my marker, on my tank, because again, I've said it before. Those who were there in the days when we played marbles in school, you knew whose parents drank the good shit. Because those were the kids who were coming to school with fucking Crown Royal bags. Had your marbles in a Crown Royal bag, little drawstring. Kids didn't understand it, but the teachers, you knew them teachers were watching. Who's getting a good Christmas gift this year?
I found somebody selling them in Moncton for $10.
Crown Royal bags?
Mm-hmm.
Send me the link after. I'm going to fucking pick one up. They don't have them here, Rhino. Or I would have gone and bought one. I would have absolutely just bought the Crown Royal bottle and just left it there and not touched it.
I would take care of that and then have wicked nightmares.
Yeah. No more of that.
Go to the LCBO. We can't, Greg. We're in New Brunswick. It is illegal for them to ship alcohol across the border.
Pussies.
Yeah, it's New Brunswick liquor law too, not Ontario's.
New Brunswick is terrible. It's the wild west out there anyways.
It's ridiculous. It's wild. That was the list. We did the quick rundown. I'm exhausted, so we're probably going to end the show pretty soon.
I'm surprised you're still awake. Kind of a mess.
I am a mess. I've been awake for far too many hours. So,
but that's okay. That just keep them wanting more, baby.
Well, I need to, tomorrow I need my energy for tomorrow and Saturday. So tomorrow I'm doing the nerdiest of the nerdiest things. We're doing a LAN party.
Oh, shut up. That's not that nerdy.
It's a hackathon LAN party. So
I stand corrected.
We're getting together and we're setting up a competition box to see who can hack into it fastest. Yeah.
Nerd.
Whatever.
I will get you my info, Rhino, because we try to ship Crown Royal to my house. These fucking my crackhead neighborhood might steal it.
No, oh, definitely would.
They're pretty cool, but wow, that cat looks really comfy up there.
Mm. And what do we got? Yeah, Saturday I got the we have a work Christmas party, and I'm pretty sure we're getting a hotel room, so it means we're getting just sloshed.
Oh Jesus,
it's gonna be fun.
I'm gonna go and do nothing. Tidy up around my house.
That's
maybe
fair.
Go do. That's maybe fair. I'll go see the Rip King.
Well,
work hardy.
If you're gonna go see the Rip King,
well, of course. If I'm gonna go see the Rip King, I'm going to visit, but I just won't be drinking. That's all.
Yeah, I won't be drinking tomorrow night.
No bueno.
It's gonna be like, it's funny too, because like I offered, they were like, maybe we'll just book like a hotel room or something. I was like, I have a pretty decent sized apartment, folks. Why don't we just use this? And they're like, well, we might get pretty loud and rowdy. I'm like, no, you won't.
No,
a bunch of nerds who we're gonna be hacking into machines. Like, you're not gonna be loud and rowdy.
Kind of fucking rowdy are you guys gonna get into?
That's what I'm thinking.
They're gonna break into that second bottle of Mountain Dew. Fucking
fist
animals.
Fight over the last bag of sweet chili.
Last bag of Cheetos.
Of Doritos. Sweet chili heat.
Hey. I stand by it. Those make the best nachos.
I've never done a nacho with a Dorito.
Oh my God. Sweet chili heat on the bottom and just make your nachos? Oh, buddy.
I do want to make.
Chuck them in the broiler for a little bit and get them nice and crispy.
I do want to make mozza sticks with it, though.
I've seen those recipes, but again, I'm already quite fat enough. I don't need to be.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Deep frying. I hid my deep fryer. And I'm just like, I'm just going to put that into storage for right now. I love it far too much. And it creates such delicious depression food.
Right.
How many things can I deep fry?
Just looking through the pantry. What can I batter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that bomb
delicious show, note.
And end a little early, but that's okay because we'll be back next week with hopefully more fun.
We'll be back with oh my God, his name has escaped my mind, but he runs Enemy Paintball. Brewer.
Mr. Weber,
that's what it is. Weber.
Daniel Weber. Yes, he's not Mark Weber, he's Daniel Weber.
So yeah, we're gonna have him on because we're gonna do a we're gonna talk about a year in review, and he's gonna talk about what the future holds for Enemy. So that's
nice.
Yeah,
I found my Enemy jersey, my Enemy shirt with the name down the side.
Nice.
Fair enough.
It's been a blast.
We love you.
We love you, and we will see you next week. Cheers.
Peace.